the feather till the wind blows us away. We stand tall while they fall together. Gun left eye for a mention of the letter. Motto in the shelter is we're built for whatever till the wind blows us away.
From the beginning, it felt like we've been in love.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week.
Wait,
what? This just in. Oh my God, are you hearing this, Easy? It's on the loudspeaker. Okay.
It is our 1 year anniversary.
Oh my God. The ground is shaking right now. Can anybody else believe this? Okay, anyway,
how did we get this far?
Anyway, on into the joke of the week, which Dayan has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, this one, it's not our best joke for the 1 year, but it's pretty good. It's a good joke. Found it. Why did the girl smear peanut butter on the road?
I don't know. Why did the girl smear peanut butter on the road?
Why else? To go with the traffic jam.
I get it. Okay, we're going to moonwalk into the big word of the week, which Dayton will also present to us.
The big word of the week is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's big word of the week is braggart, which is spelled B-R-A-G-G-A-R-T. A braggart is a person who boasts about achievements or possessions.
Do you know any braggarts?
Well, yeah, I know a couple. We ain't gonna put names out there, though.
Don't want anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna jump to this week's breakfast food draft.
Breakfast.
Okay, I have the first pick because last week Dayton did. So here we go. This week, the first pick of the breakfast draft is gonna be eggs. Not just any eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Because they're special.
Wow.
Dayton has the next two picks.
So. My first pick is bacon. Of course, it goes with everything. And my next pick is pancakes.
Dayton?
It's just good.
Okay. Is there a food that you wouldn't put bacon with?
Nope.
That's disturbing, actually.
Yes, it very is.
It very is. My next pick is also special because it's French toast. It's from France. And it's toasty, so.
Toasty?
Yeah, it's toasty. It's toasty, all right. Now, Dayton, what's your... Dayton has his final pick coming up, so Dayton, let's hear it.
It's eggs, but it's better than scrambled eggs. It's better than any eggs. It's over medium eggs.
Wow.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
They just think they're special because they have the word over in them, so ha. Mine are better.
They're overpowered to scrambled eggs.
Okay, fine. My final pick is a croissant, which I think is French. Yeah, it's French. And I pick a croissant.
You sure about that?
Yeah, it's like a special piece of bread.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what's so wrong? Why are you making that face?
Because when you bite into it, it just crumbles. It is dry and nasty. Get some orange juice.
I will put scrambled eggs on my croissant.
Still.
With French toast.
They dry.
Okay, fine. Be like that. Now we're going to go into this week's little known Black History Facts, which we'll be doing for the month of February because, of course, it's February. So, Dayton.
Little known Black History is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Today's little known Black History is JoJo Smith, who worked over six decades as one of entertainment's top dance instructors and was known as the choreographer to the stars.
Wow. So he taught all those good dancers how to dance. Get their boogie in that tissue.
What?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go into the final segment of this show, which is the book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is by Beverly Cleary. It's a really good book. It is The Mouse and the Motorcycle. Ralph the Mouse is a mouse with a motorcycle, which you could probably guess from the title. And he lives within a hotel. but he has a friend that works there. And one day, he has to do a deed for his friend. But there are people in the hotel who don't like mice. And if they saw that mouse, nobody would ever see Ralph again.
Wait, what? Isn't this a kid's podcast?
Yes, it is. But Ralph's gonna be gone. Okay. Okay, he's gone. Gosh. As we start to wrap this podcast, we'd like to give some shout-outs to people who might... Wait. Okay. But before we do that, sorry. I'd like to let you guys know that you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com.
Yep.
And you can win some stuff.
You can win them goodies.
Like?
T-shirts.
Wow!
Man/woman handbags.
Wow!
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Amazing!
Stickers.
Cool!
Cars.
Really cool!
Shipped right to your house.
Straight from the package. Or still in the package.
Yeah. Straight from the car dealer, not the package.
Definitely.
Not from the dollar store.
Didn't mean to say that. Okay, but now we're gonna give some shout outs to the people who make us possible. This week our song was You and I by Rakim. And our producer / director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B Murray.
And our therapy dog, Petey.
Cause what we do without a therapy dog? Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts.
See you later, folks.
Hi, Easy and Dayton. This is your Aunt Iris and Miss Trina. Congratulations on your 1-year anniversary. May you have many more. As we say for Trina, if you have or need hair, you better get there. And you know I talk like this. Let's pick it up. Let's get fit
it up. Get it in and live it up. Congratulations, Dayton and Easy, on 1 year of the most amazing podcast out there. Everybody at The Grove is so proud to have you as a part of the community, and we're so glad that your voices are out there bringing joy and speaking truth and just being awesome. We love you. We hold, we touch, we love and lust. We last
through the bashes, we cuss and bust until we trust. Congratulations, Broad vs. Bro, on your 1 year anniversary. This is your dad. Looks like I'm the one that needs a therapy dog. You guys have done a wonderful job. We love you.
Hello, this is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the number one podcast on the east side. We're talking about my boy, Bro versus Bro. Love him. Congratulations to the boys. Welcome, and we love you. And 1 year, I hope it's many more. You guys keep it up. We love you. Go Bro versus Bro.
Hey, bro. This is your mommy from the front seat. Just letting you know that I'm so glad you stopped jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt and did your podcast for a whole year. It's awesome. So proud of you, and it is so fun to watch you grow. Keep going. What? You said happy 1 year anniversary, bro versus bro? That's what he said, folks. Together, gun left, I won't mention after that. Motto in the shelter is we're building.